that the kingdom come. FM 90.3 WJTL, that is Michael W. Smith, Kingdom Come. Good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Congratulations going out to our friend Deborah Blacker from Hummelstown. Deborah just won a $25 gift card from Ken's Gardens in celebration of Mother's Day. And Deborah will also be entered into our grand prize drawing to win a pair of passes to see Joshua at Sight and Sound, plus a $100 Sight and Sound gift card.
That's pretty
nice. Our grand prize winner will be announced tomorrow on the morning show. Today, however, our forecast looking pretty cloudy and rainy. Breezy as well, that high around 73 degrees. Tonight looking cloudy, showers still likely, that low 48. Tomorrow, cloudy through the mid-morning, becoming mostly sunny by the afternoon, and a high of 64 degrees. Right now in Lancaster, cloudy, a bit rainy right now, 63 degrees, and in Harrisburg, 64.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Gavin Haas, is with us from Ornate Dance Theater. Good morning again, Gavin.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Tell everybody about Ornate.
Yeah, Ornate is a professional dance company. We're located in New Holland, Pennsylvania, under the covering of Kavad Performing Arts. We bring dance and just dance ministry to people that otherwise wouldn't be able to experience it. So everything from your typical ticketed performance to going to retirement homes and places like that.
How about age-wise? What's the age gap of the dancers?
Yeah, so we are like a post-high school to adult type thing. So some of our dancers, they just turned 18, just fresh out of high school. A lot of them moved straight up from Kavad's training program. And then some of us are mid-20s, I'm 22, and then others are a little bit older in their 30s.
And so if folks want to find out what Ornate is all about, they can come to Still Standing in a couple, in another weekend, not this weekend, but the next. Tell us about Still Standing and that performance.
Yeah, so Still Standing is our big like spring showcase. So we've done outreach all year, and this is like our show in our space. It'll be in the round is what we call it, which is pretty cool, where instead of being on a stage and you're looking at the people on the stage, we're performing on the floor in the theater and the chairs are set up all around.
So, that's very cool.
Yeah, very, very immersive. Yeah, it's really just about, like it says in our little tagline, Still Standing, and it's stories of redemption and grace through a lot of hardship in life. So all of the pieces are either based on scripture. So we have a whole piece that's based on Psalm 23, but it's also based on personal testimonies from the company. So that one in particular is our director's testimony dealing with a POTS diagnosis and a whole bunch of health things going on with that. And then there's other pieces from other company members as well.
So. And including you. Tell us about your piece.
Yeah. So I set a piece called Construct, which is about my testimony dealing with a period of losing my faith in my earlier 20s, late teens, early 20s. I had grown up a believer my whole life, listened to things like WJTL as a kid every day on the way to school. And I really loved the Lord. But then I went through a season of asking some really hard questions, but also at the same time dealing with some really, really deep hurt within the church community I was in. And I realized that, you know, you can't blame things on that, but that really does affect your faith. Paul talks about not disqualifying other people's faith. And it was just really hard. And so it led to me asking a lot of questions, feeling very betrayed. And ultimately, for a little bit, just telling myself I didn't believe this anymore. But the piece is really based on that, and then how do we as a community surround somebody that's going through that? How can we really support them? And also, when the Lord brought me back, there was no sense of condemnation or guilt. In fact, anytime I felt that, he would like take it away from me. So there's a really beautiful part in the second half of the Lord surrounding the person that's representing my story, and just like how he picked me up, turned me around, yeah, and just brought his grace and peace back into my life.
I love that. And I love that you're putting it into a form that you love and that you can use your creativity to share that.
Yeah.
Still Standing is happening at Kavod Theater. Tell us the times and the dates.
Yeah, so that'll be May 15th and 16th. I'm not remembering exact times off the top of my head.
That's
but
okay. They could get that
Friday
online.
Night, I think it's around 7 p.m.
Okay.
And then Saturday, I believe, is 2 and 7 or right in that time frame. So one on Friday, two on Saturday.
But they can go to kavod.org to find that out.
Yep.
Do they need tickets?
Yes, it is a ticketed event.
So they can get the tickets there. If folks are listening and they're like, I'd like to be involved in this, or, you know, I know someone, how can they get in touch with you if they'd like to become a part of Ornate?
Yeah, so just going on our website, you'll see an easy way to contact us, connected there. We do have auditions happening in July. So we have our summer dance intensive happening, and the Wednesday of that week, in the evening, there will be a audition for that. Or sorry, on the Tuesday of that week, there's an audition happening. So yeah, just audition and get in touch, and we'd love to talk to you.
Opportunities to be involved, opportunities to see their performances as well. Still Standing, coming to Kavod Theater, not this weekend, but next. Go to kavod.org, or if you want to go to the socials, just type in Ornate Dance Theater. You'll find out all the details. Gavin, thanks for visiting us today.
Thank you so much
for
having me.
We loved having you here. I hope your performance goes great.
Appreciate it.
Back to music with Mary Claire. This is There's a God, WJTL. Good morning.